Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Good morning, everyone. It's Izzy Lyman. It's 97.7 FM. We are starting the second half of the first hour, and the show is called Your Defending Fathers. And if you want to weigh in, the text line is 231-758-7707. And I have a great guest on the line, Representative Neil Friske. Hello, Representative.
Good morning, Izzy. How are you this morning?
I'm hanging in there. How about you?
I'm doing the same.
Oh, okay, sometimes all we can do is hang in there, right?
This is true.
Well, anyway, Neil, I wanted to have you on the show. I have a long list of topics, but then I abbreviated it so it's not as long a list of topics. But first, I wanted to talk about your experience at the island because you gave a big speech. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the island was a great time. The Mackinac Conference was very rewarding. I think it turned out to be a success. I know there were a lot of naysayers that were saying it wouldn't happen, et cetera, et cetera. But I think Christina managed to, all things considered, managed to come together and put on a pretty nice event for everyone. I was very honored to be able to start the speaking off on Saturday, and it was encouraging to see so many people in attendance. My speech, I gave a very challenging or a very forward challenge to Republicans for the most part. You know, we've got to get away from this status quo, mealy-mouthed representation of our party.
Mealy-mouthed, I like that.
Yeah, and you know, we've got a very clear, concise platform. And if you're going to run as a Republican, you should adhere to that. And if you're not going to do that, then you should either not be running or find a different party to run under, because there's so many different areas in life where, you know, people want to get involved in something and then change it to match their way of thinking. And, you know, I mean, we don't go to the clothing store and then try to make furniture out of the clothes that's on the rack, because we really want furniture and not clothes. And so if you don't want to be a Republican, that's fine. This is a free country. That's what's so amazing about where we live. Then join another party and go represent them there. And we've got to start putting our foot down and challenging people. So, I mean, I put a challenge out to my own colleagues, a very strong one, and to anyone else that's wanting to get involved in politics. If you're going to run as a Republican, we're expecting you to be a Republican and not represent the other party under our name.
So I understand that you got a standing ovation for all of that.
Yeah, I was very humbled by that. I mean, I had I don't even know how many. I had three or four standing ovations. People were very, very kind.
Three or four. Okay.
Yeah. But people are hungry for the
yes,
true message. And you know, I'm to the point to where I'm not afraid of what I believe in. The people sent me to Lansing to represent them, and I am keeping my word on the platform that I ran on, and I intend to do that going forward. So, if at the end of the day, if there's a bigger faction of people that don't like that, and they want to send somebody else down there to represent them, again, that's why we live in the free world, because they can do that if they want. But I am not going to cower. I'm not going to water down my views to potentially think it's going to put me in a different position to get reelected. I am keeping my word to the people of the 107th District and the people in the state of Michigan. And with God's help, I can intend to continue to do that.
Excellent. Now, did you get any pushback from the folks in Lansing that may not have agreed with all that great message?
Well, it's interesting because in a very mild way, I probably the most obvious pushback is the fact that, you know, there were several media people on the island. Craig Mauger wasted no time tweeting out my two strong statements about needing to be a constitutional conservative to be a Republican, and also calling out those that voted for the budget. But you think he came up and interviewed me and talked to me? Of course not. And so that's kind of the obvious pushback. I've had a couple of the conservative news outlets did talk to me, but the more mainstream media that were there, they, of course, want nothing to do with me. And so they won't, you know, they don't want to give me any more time on the microphone. And I had a couple, you know, a couple of my colleagues that made, you know, under their breath type comments. But when you get the response that you get, it'd be one thing if half the crowd would have booed me, you know, then it would be pretty easy for people to run me over. But clearly the people appreciated my message. And therefore, it's pretty hard to be a critic because the people that were cared enough to be there and be in attendance appreciated what I had to say. So, you know, they're learning to respect me in Lansing. My views obviously are a lot different than a lot of other people. I'm very fortunate. I do have a handful of good colleagues that do agree with me. But, you know, in general, I think it's becoming quite obvious that I've emerged as a leader of the grassroots in the state. And so, you know, there's a little respect level that comes with that. And I guess that's the fun part, you know, in what's going on right now, clearly legislatively, you know, the Republicans really aren't getting anything done. But when you can have these other influences, that's the kind of things we need to work on when we're in the position that we are.
Excellent. That is so well said. Very impressive. And I'm thinking how the Frisky name is not just synonymous with the farm market, all the delights of that, but with stopping government overreach. I think that's wonderful. The branding, if you will, now extends to something very, very important and crucial for a time like this. And
absolutely.
Right? We appreciate that. So you're listening to Representative Neil Frisky. The text line is 231-758-7707. Neil, talk a little bit about the lawsuit, the one that you're going to fight on behalf of election integrity and the Constitution. And you had a big webinar last week about it. But for those that maybe didn't catch that, give us a little bit of the elevator speech on that.
So myself and 10 other legislators have filed a lawsuit against Dana Nessel and the Bureau of Elections chief, challenging the validity of the Proposal 3 on the 2018 ballot and Proposal 2 on the 22 ballot. Our state, the federal constitution and our state constitution clearly state that the legislature has the sole authority of and responsibility for regulating the timing, locations, and procedures of federal elections. And so that's very cut and dry definition of who has the authority and the responsibility to do that. So under that premise, that makes the validity of those ballot proposals, brings that into question. And so we're going to challenge this in court and see what comes of it. We feel very confident. Eric Cardell out of Minnesota is the main attorney who's representing us. There's a couple others involved. The Coleman Group here in Michigan is involved in it, as well as another female gal from Minnesota. And Mr. Cardall has made his career suing the government for a variety of different things, and he has a very high success rate. So we're very confident that this is going to get traction and going to go somewhere. It's going to be tried in the West Michigan court. We think we can get a favorable ruling there. If not, we're prepared to take it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court if we have to. And it's likely that it could end up there because clearly, if we do get a favorable judgment, I'm sure the other side will appeal it, which ultimately could end up in front of the Michigan Supreme Court, which we know is probably not going to give us a favorable ruling. If we have to, we'll take it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, where we do feel we would get a favorable ruling if we have to get that far with it. So we're excited about that. Again, it's something that, kind of a bold step. We did offer this to all Republican House and Senate members, and there were 11 of us that signed on and agreed to put our necks out there and do it. So we're excited about it, and we'll see where that takes us.
Excellent. So in terms of the process, because you're challenging this proposal, does that at all change the proposal's initiatives from going forward at all?
Well,
does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as of right now, until we would get a ruling, nothing would change.
Okay.
It's the innocent till proven guilty or the guilty till proven innocent, however you want to twist it.
Sure.
The time frame that we filed in, at the end of the day, we should get, I mean, something like this, should get moved along in a timely fashion. And we do feel very confident that we will have a final ruling in time for the 2024 election. So that's kind of the goal behind this. If we are successful, exactly how that affects everything, I have no idea. But it'll make it very interesting. Clearly, going forward for the 2024 election, it's very clear then. All of this, we'd be back to the, single day voting, in-person voting, secure voter registration processes like we've had forever, and all that sort of thing. So we'll just have to see how this plays out. And but to undo what's been happened, I don't really know if that happens at all. Probably not.
Right. Hang in there, Representative Friske. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back to talk with you further after the break. Thank you. I'm Izzy Lyman. You're listening to WCHY 97.7 FM.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Come join Vicki and I at the Constitution Boot Camp Saturday, October 7th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the AmVets Post in Elk Rapids, Michigan. Give a crash course in our U.S. Constitution. Learn how to read it, understand it, and then be able to hold our elected officials accountable using your new knowledge. Text the word Boot Camp to 231-360-5140 to receive the website and email address to register. Again, text the words Boot Camp to 231-360-5140. See you there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Good morning, everybody. It's Izzy Lyman, WCHY 97.7 FM, and we are speaking with Representative Neil Friske. Hey, Neil.
Izzy, glad to be back.
I have a question from a listener. What citizen efforts or actions is Lansing the most sensitive to? This is from Tim from Sheboygan. Does that question make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, awesome. Good.
Yeah, I would say that probably letters, I think, are the most effective. In today's world, emails obviously have taken over most mail, and there just is something a little bit more personable about a letter that, you know, someone has taken the time. And I realize if you sit down at your computer, you know, that takes time too. But when you have a physical piece of paper, and maybe it's a little bit because of my old school, I still like paper. But phone calls work well too. The nice thing about something in writing is that gives you a paper trail. You know, it's something a little bit more accountable. It's not like I had a conversation and there's no record of that. So the one thing that I think is probably the least effective is when we get these big bulk mailings where the letters are all identical, you know, okay. And then just a different name is inserted. I've had those where literally I've gotten hundreds of those. And so, but, you know, whatever works for people, I appreciate any way it's convenient for you to contact my office, feel free to do that. I'm not trying to force anybody into one form of communication. But I think, for people that live in northern Michigan, you know, physical visits to Lansing are obviously not that realistic.
Right.
We don't get a lot of district visitors to the office for the understandable, obvious reason. I do think I noticed that, you know, around Lansing and closer in that circle, you see a few more people, you know, coming in. But whatever works for people works for me. You know, I pride myself in, you know, I've had some staff changes over the last couple of months. And so I'd be the first to admit that maybe we've had a couple holes in communicating with people in the district, and I apologize for that. But we've got new staff, and we're getting things done down there. And we pride ourselves in responding to every piece of correspondence that comes, whether it's a voicemail, a phone call, an email, or a hard copy letter.
Excellent. I'm surprised to hear that about the letters. I would have thought you preferred some other more modern means, but it's good to know the old-fashioned letter still works wonders. And the very personal letter, like you said, not this mass mailing sort of thing. That's good to hear. So, Neil, I also wanted to ask you, while we're on that topic of Lansing, is there going to be more Freedom Caucus members going forward? Are there going to be? Not is there?
I would say for this term, probably not.
Okay.
Our door is open. Any Republican is welcome to come to our meetings. And we have had three or four that have visited occasionally, no one really on a regular basis, but we have had three or four other members that have visited. Probably the next two that we feel would, you know, would fit in, we've approached and beat them to death, and they've chosen not to become an official part. So I don't see that number growing. There's some people that, you know, even within the Freedom Caucus would, you know, keep encouraging the number to grow. But we are very committed to, it kind of ties into what the very first topic we talked about. We are very committed to not watering down the Freedom Caucus. Because if we do that, then why be there? Then we just turn into another club like everybody else. So we are at eight. We do have one other member, Josh Shriver, who was a member of the Freedom Caucus in the beginning, and then he stepped down, and we have been having a lot of conversations with him about maybe coming back in. So we're hoping he will. He's a great guy. He is with us 100%. He's voting right. And there are some other members that, based on voting record, would actually qualify. I mean, there's two members that actually have a better voting record than one of our Freedom Caucus members. But we're not looking for just voting record. We're also looking for how you are conducting yourself and how you're legislating, and whether or not you're entrenched in the trenches and fighting the system. And that's where most people come up short. Again, based just on voting record, there'd probably be three or four more that, you know, potentially would fit in, but they're not fighters. They're not being vocal. They're not willing to stand up against the status quo.
Okay.
And so we're looking for the complete package. And, you know, last term, like Steve Carr and Matt Maddock, who are returning members, you know, say last term, the Freedom Caucus would have been 2 to 4 people max if there would have been one. And so the fact that we've doubled that, you know, we'd all love it for it to be 15 or 20. That would be wonderful, fantastic. And eventually we'll get there. But we're not going to get there by compromising or watering down our standards just to let that number grow.
All right. In the time we have left, just want to point out that you're on Facebook. Representative Neil Friske on Facebook. Anything else, the way to contact you?
Well, I mean, people can always reach out to my office. I have, Neil Friske at house.mi.gov is the official house email address.
Okay.
So send email in. My phone number in Lansing is 517-373-2629.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to have to cut you off. We got the commercial, but thank you so much, Neil.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Take out the paper.
Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal.